Hey, I don't know what that was. Wow. Okay. So there's the topic. Yeah, we were talking about the San Diego Comic-Con potentially.
Yes.
That happened over the weekend. A lot of things came out. Trailers, news. Felt like things were back to normal, other than the fact that no actors were there promoting anything. Mm-hmm. But it seemed like fans were there. It seems like it was a good show altogether. We did not go, obviously. We don't live anywhere near that. No. Mm-hmm. But since we probably need to watch a few more things for that, and Secret Invasion ends today, and there's a new Invincible Adam Eve special that came out I need to watch. Also,
Hellfire Gala drops.
Well, there you go. Hellfire Gala drops. And then there's also War Worlds dropped this weekend, too.
Yep.
As well as a Strange New Worlds episode, which I did watch, called Those Old Scientists. Where they have a crossover between Star Trek Strange New World series and Star Trek Lower Decks series.
Cool.
Where the Lower Decks characters actually end up on Strange New Worlds. Because Star Trek was considered TOS, the original series, they called this episode Those Old Scientists because they were talking about the past.
Right.
But yeah. So today, we're not going to talk about any of that stuff. We're going to wait and give that a day or two to digest. Today, we're going to talk about racism in comics. Because there's a racism epidemic that I think we've all overlooked, and it's been happening to one group in particular in comics. I'm going to share my screen, Sam, because I had not realized it, and then later had done some research from a handy website, which I'll call out in a little while. And they had even more examples than I could think of. I thought of a few, and then they had all of them. But I'm going to play it for you now, which is the eradication of redheads.
I've known this. Comic books. I've heard this.
Yes. Dognup AD special report. We'll start with the first one. Cyclone. Maxine Hunkel, granddaughter of the original Red Tornado. Redhead in comics. Not so much in the new Black Adam TV series or movie.
Movie.
Still a redhead, but more
not
of a brown. Not a redhead. Redhead, yeah.
Yeah.
Next person, Iris West, girlfriend to Flash Barry Allen,
and eventual wife,
now played by Candace Patton, and I forgot her name from the Flash movie.
Yep,
cute girl, had a role, did some speaking, but not a redhead as well. James Olsen, Jimmy Olsen, Superman's best friend. Now played by two young hip black guys in the past on Supergirl and the Adventures of Superman. What is it against redheads, Sam? What is it against the redheads? They don't seem acceptable anymore. I said, I didn't get to put this all together, but there are more examples. Hawk Girl, now Hispanic in Legends of Tomorrow. Wally West, two Wally Wests, redhead and black version. One for everyone. Starfire. Titans TV show, already an alien, but let's make her a black one now. Batwoman, put her on, then realize maybe doesn't count, just red hair, but still halfway there. April O'Neil, no more yellow jumpsuits, no more dumpy, rumpy redhead airpo. No, hip 20 something black females, at least two of them now, because in two different series, animated and movie, not the same. Mm-hmm. Electro from Amazing Spider-Man and No Way Home, now played by Jamie Foxx. Commissioner Gordon, Batman movie, Heimdall, Idris Elba, and as it says on that page, it doth go on. Very, very many more. So then, Sam, I have to say, what do you think? What do you think has caused this epidemic of redheads to not be allowed to be redheads in comic books anymore, as Bounding Into Comics here has found Bo from She-Ra. No longer red-headed, red-mustachioed man. Ariel, probably most famous redhead. Mermaid, no longer that either. Josie from Josie and the Pussycats is nothing sacred, Sam. No, not even Josie. This one, Isaac from Castlevania. Probably no one recognized that, but still, no longer. Ripcord, Probably no one cares about that. Probably better version as Marlon Wayans. Nonetheless, it just goes on. Even Flash Thompson, once redhead, now Indian. Mary Jane Watson. Go on, Sam. What do you think?
Okay. So I am aware of this. This is something I actually ran into
a month ago. Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. It has to do, because if you notice, a lot of the redheads were replaced by black people.
I did.
It has to do with visibility, I believe. So, you know, we want to see television that has more related to what we see in the world on screen. A lot of the times it was Caucasian people. It was just all Caucasian people. Maybe they'll throw in a black person if they're really thinking it, but it was mostly Caucasian people. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is about creative teams, but they were just like, when we want to modernize something and show it as a more like, we have, you know, like a wide group of people, they, for some reason, always slotted, they were like, oh, the redhead, oh, we don't, well, you, how many redheads do you actually know in real life? Slop them out and put a black person in there.
What are they saying about redheads is what I'm wondering. Like, why is it just like, nobody cares about a redhead. Let's just flip this character.
I think it's because they don't, it's hard to make character designs. I'm not excusing, but
even the most popular redheads.
I feel like it's
Wally
like
the West, Mary Jane.
It's really like, I don't want, it's easier to find a black person than it is to find a natural redhead or a believable redhead. So we just put
them
into the spot. For animated features, it's visibility. It's literally because it's just like, how many times, like how like we're going to put an entire team of like all white, like the entire cast and supporting cast is going to be all white, or are you going to put a black person in there? Okay, where can we swap a black person in? Let's just take the redhead out, I guess.
I guess so. But you'd think you replace a blonde. You got blondes everywhere. Everyone's seen a blonde.
Usually the blonde is like somebody that they'd never want to change the character for, because it's easier to find a blonde if you ever want to do a live action or something, as opposed to a redhead. I've noticed Gary that. It's kind of weird. I'll give you like this. It's weird. I'll actually, before when we end this off, I'm going to give you another one to obsess over and just look into.
Oh, interesting.
But yeah, it's just something I've been noticing too.
It's remarkable. Weird. Yes, Bounding Into Comics. They had compiled a list. I had caught a few. The Wallys, I had caught the Starfire, the Little Mermaid, and Jimmy Olsen.
I pointed it out to my brother the other day.
I saw the rest, and I was like, my God, what's going on here? There's a conspiracy to wipe redheads from comic books.
Yeah. Redhead people, y'all need to stand up, because y'all just get it. They're just taking you the flavor. If they are a redhead, they're usually a black redhead, which, again, not super common. I mean,
I feel like we're going to have it's going to be a reckoning at some point. It's just going to be redheads everywhere. And they're just going to be like, we need visibility. We're not on TV anymore. We're not in comic books. And you keep saying we're soulless. We're not soulless. We're not gingers. What?
It's going to happen in comics, especially. It's going to happen when they make Daredevil a black man.
Wow, that could happen, huh? That could happen.
I mean, about the most famous man redhead, and it's probably Daredevil.
I mean, I feel like it's Wally, kind of, but Daredevil's probably up there. For Marvel, it's probably Daredevil.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, it's probably
Wally. They've, you know, unless they do it in comics, they can't do it with Mary Jane. It's easier to do with Daredevil because it's a guy in a mask, so you just put a guy in another mask.
You just put another guy in another mask.
They
kind
of sort of did it with Black Panther, because he took over Hell's Kitchen for a little while. But he was the Black Panther of Hell's Kitchen.
No, that's
he was
true.
The Black Panther of Hell's Kitchen. So.
I remember that run. That was actually not a bad run. It was
so he wasn't technically Batman Daredevil. Thing. He was just Black Panther in Hell's Kitchen. So I guess that doesn't totally count. Just, you know, somebody else started hanging out in the neighborhood. But I don't know. I might have to look deeper, see if there's something else that we're missing. But the redheads, it's not looking good for them.
Do some research. Latino boys and red hoodies.
Latino boys and red hoodies. In comics or in general?
In animated products.
Look, I mean, I feel like that should be a short list. How many Latino boys are in animated products?
Just Google it. Just Google all the guys that you know. Like, I don't know. That's probably going to put you on a list somewhere. But
I can't afford to be on any lists.
But like Latino boys, especially boys, not like so much men, but especially like any teen or preteen kid who's a Latino boy, more often than not, they'll throw him in a red hoodie. For
I mean,
some
I'm
reason.
Seeing it right now. Yes. Coco. I see. Yeah. Do they think all Latino boys only wear red hoodies? Apparently, yes. I mean, this person who posted this said, yes, I wore a red hoodie for all of middle school, and he's a Latino boy. But he says, but that's besides the point. I mean, this may just be an observation more than it is a, you know, like a thing where you put it out there, you know. I mean, I guess it'd be the same thing as saying, do all young black men wear large white shirts at some point?
Did I wear a large white shirt at some point? I did.
There
I
you
did.
Go. There you so, go.
And did then I want kind of to? Went away
yes.
when I skateboarded.
Was I not allowed to? No.
I wasn't when allowed to. As soon as I started skateboarding, that kind of went to crap.
Yeah.
Like, I can't even keep that white.
Yeah. 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 Well, there you go. Yeah. Conspiracy. This was a Talking Up AD special report because, I don't know. Your days are numbered, redheads.
Redhead erasure
in the media. Why do they hate us? Why do they not want us around? I mean, I assume that's what they say. I don't talk to redheads.
Oh, wow. Way to end it. Weird.
Where are they? They've been erased.